If you like your fairy stories to be pretentiously cute, annoyingly coy, and drag on for well over 2+ hours of tedium and blandly staged boredom, Peter and the Starcatcher is your show this week at ASU Gamage. If you like vibrant and provocative theater that stimulates your mind and entertains dazzlingly, stay away from the Touring Peter Company, a recent Broadway show guaranteed to lull you to sleep. And that's with a respectable group of actors trying hard to breathe life into Rick Elise's new play of the Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson novel that was crafted into a charming 1954 musical. There are lots of strikes against Peter and the Starcatcher. First, the play, with a few dreadful songs by Wayne Barker, plods on and on, so the magical story is not the least bit interesting, especially when we are also familiar with the more creative versions of it. There are no new story twists or unexpected plot turns, and the draggy Roger Rees and Alex Timbers staging adds nothing to keep audiences enchanted. Add drab sets and ragtag costumes, and there's nothing visually to divert attention away from the dreadful show. The plot tries to answer a couple of questions, like where did the captain, now called Captain Scott, and Peter, now called Boy, come from? The answers aren't fascinating enough to see Peter and the Starcatcher. And while this show is not labeled a musical, the forgettable songs go in one ear and out the other. The bland staging has the lead stand stage center and hardly move except back and forth, making for the most insipidly staged show in recent ASU Gamage history. It's easy to see why this show wasn't a colossal Broadway hit, but with so little Broadway product to tour, that's the only reason such a mediocre Broadway show would actually travel the country. As bad as the show, the staging and the production is, the stellar cast tries hard to make this piece into something. John Sanders makes a lot out of Black Stash, and Joey DeBettencourt stands out as the boy, while Megan Stern's Molly makes one of only two female roles exciting. Peter and the Starcatcher is the weakest ASU Gamage Broadway show in several seasons. There's nothing much to stimulate adults, and the kids present opening night seemed bored and uninterested at the intermission. It earns 2 stars out of 5 only because the cast works so hard to try and make it a good show. It plays through Sunday. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.